Good evening, listeners. Tonight, I am here to talk about how it's not all grand gestures and big swoops of healing and just wisdom and knowledge and fruit. Because tonight, I personally am lacking thereof in those departments of spiritual enlightenment and positivity. So today I thought I would share in that and from that, because I think it is equally almost want to say more important, but I think the better word is equally important as the wisdom and the love and the light, because this space and spaces worse than this are where all that love and light and wisdom and lightness and yada 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 come from. So for those of you who may have read my recent blog post, you may sort of have a hinting of where I am at in life. And that blog post was probably the most vulnerable bit of storytelling that I have put out there on such a public platform, being the internet, where literally anybody and everybody can and may or may not access it. So it's a vulnerable thing, and I did have instantaneous anxieties about that, but I'm just trying to let it go because it is all the wind in the end. So this evening, anyway, I've been struggling with a lot of traumas coming up in my life right now, and just a lot of stress in general, feeling pretty overwhelmed and cluttered, and like I don't have space physically, mentally, emotionally, to do things and to expand in or exist in even. And I think something that I came to realize today was my home is even beginning to feel this place of unsafety or uncertainty or something, uncomfortability. And I think maybe this is something that we can all, in a more general term, relate to because of COVID, and being sort of quarantined and condemned to our households, and if you live with someone, then your family or your pets, and that level of isolation and sort of like defeatist type thing or whatever is bound to sort of cause friction with your relationship with your environment. And for me, you know, I feel like I am a really regimented person, or someone who relies on routine and organization, and I have really let that lapse for a lot of reasons. And I think, you know, the more you're home, the harder it gets to do that. I don't know. And then also, I have to do everything here for a long time. This was where I worked. This was my office. And then for a long time, it was where I went to school and had all of my lectures and tests and exams. And it was also where I studied and researched things, and it was also where I had all of my therapy sessions, which was a really big kicker and something that I think has really influenced my relationship with therapy and my relationship with my home and my environment. Because instead of having these containers to leave work and school and studying even and therapy in, I have one place where all of that is, and where this place is also supposed to be my sanctuary and place of ceremony, and where I have my pets and my coziness and my plants, and where I bathe and where I cook and eat and yada 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 and sleep. And so having all of that in one space has really, it's beginning to feel very clogged. And I don't know if anyone else is feeling that way, but I can't imagine how anyone else wouldn't be. And I talked with a friend of mine about it today, so I know at least one other person can understand where I'm coming from on that. But it's starting to feel sort of diseased to me, and really impacting my relationship with being home. And so my current sort of semblance of a solution to that is to declutter, because when I moved back here and didn't really have anything at all, I think I had like one suitcase full of stuff, and I was living with my grandmother at the time when I moved back, because I had nowhere to be. And so I had one room and one suitcase, and I just had whatever was in that, and it was enough. And then if I needed more than that, slowly I accumulated more than that, but it was always enough. And now I feel I'm like in this place of like unsustainable gluttony, where I have too many clothes, and I live in an apartment complex that doesn't have any sort of laundry system. So I have to go either to a laundromat or a family member's, and during this COVID thing, it's just become more and more difficult. But even before, it was a pain. And so all sorts of things like this. And so I have all these clothes, like more clothes than I need or anyone really needs. And then especially more clothes than anyone who doesn't have a washer and dryer in their house needs. I can tell you that much, because I'm looking at this huge pile of laundry. And similarly, I don't have a dishwasher. I am the dishwasher, and I'm beginning to accumulate quite a bit of. I'm starting to outgrow this apartment, which is fine if I could afford to move into a bigger space, but I can't. So, I'm starting to accumulate more than I need, and just really falling out of love with that, with myself partly. I mean, I hate to say that, I guess, but I'm uncomfortable. And so my solution is to declutter, and I paint and make crafts, and I do a lot of art. And I've started to accumulate so much of that stuff that I'm falling out of love with painting, because I have so much more than I need. I'm almost overwhelmed, I think, with what to do. It's too hard to find all the colors, or it's too hard to find all the paintbrushes, or, oh, where did I put this? Or, oh, there's so many things in the closet, to even sift through them would be more work than it would be worth to create. And then at that point, you know, that's some brokenheartedness for me. So I think I'm going to declutter in terms of art stuff. I just think I'm going to not throw away, but give away a lot of stuff here in the next week or two, or a couple of days even, or just months, just however long it takes. Who cares? It's not time. It doesn't matter. And so that's where I'm at with that. But so I guess the spark for this podcast was that I am not feeling the best. I'm not feeling very motivated. I feel sort of trapped or suppressed or just nervous, and uncomfortable and not delighted and unmotivated across the board in terms of just practical things like doing the dishes or cleaning my apartment or studying for final exams for my university, or I don't know, going to work, or being at work, really. I don't have a problem going to work, but being at work, I don't want to, you know, do anything, I guess, or to a degree. And even artistically, and then in terms of self-work, in terms of journaling or meditating or doing yoga or all these things that I used to really value, or process painting, or investing time in therapy is really hard for me right now because it's virtual, which I'm sure many people can relate with who are doing any kind of virtual or phone call based therapy, because it sucks, especially if you had been doing in-person therapy. And so with all that, I may know that those things would all really shift my point of view or whatever, but sometimes nothing does too. Sometimes it's, I guess, just stillness, or sometimes it's just making the bed before you record a podcast and go to sleep. And sometimes it's appreciating, I guess, the fact that my cat is laying on me in a really funny way with his little arm up against my little arm. Or just sitting here and trying not to think. Or, you know, I felt like I was getting so wrapped up in nothing and everything or anything that I took a bath and I brought my journal with me and a ginger ale, but I decided not to journal, and instead I sat in observation, but not really, that isn't really the right way to say it. I just said to myself, I am not accepting any thoughts right now, which I think is something I've talked about before, but you know, this time I'm speaking it from a place of not knowing it as well. And there's a difference between knowing it informationally and knowing it in gesture and in blood and in life and in richness and in full. And I know a lot of things, but I don't know them all right now. You know, for example, I guess out of context, to make it more clear, you might know how, you might know how oil rigging works, but if you've never been there and done it, you don't know how it works, you know? So, I don't know, that was a silly example, but it's the difference between knowing it and saying it and living it and doing it. And those things can run parallel sometimes and never intersect. And I'm looking for that integration, and I'm craving it, I guess, or not really craving it yet, I guess, because I'm not starving. I'm not going after it. There's no fire lit. There's just a spark. There are just embers, and I'm waiting for something, I guess, to light me on fire, so. And sometimes that's all you can do is wait and let the fields lie fallow until the rain comes. And I am, really what I'm craving, I think, is space and devotion. To be able to cry and let things out in a way that is cleansing. And I'm resistant to that right now, I think, because of COVID and because of working and because of finals and always having something around the corner. And then also because this space is now my everything. And it used to be the place where I would come to after grieving or after, you know, transformative realizations in the forest or whatever, or after work or after school, and I would realize them here in ceremony, whether that be through taking care of myself via the taking care of my environment, or whether it be taking care of myself via ceremony, or doing yoga, or painting, or whatever, meditating, or setting up literal gestures of ceremony, and altar, and whatever, and I haven't done that in so long, really. I can't tell you the last time I did it. I feel like I can. I feel like the last time I did it, and it really meant something that created movement and that I felt with a weight of uplifting or whatever, was when I moved out of my aunt's house to move here. I did a ceremony and it was beautiful and healing and rejuvenating and exciting. And then I came here and I don't know. I guess it was just resentment and loneliness and all those things. So before this becomes too much of a diary entry, if it hasn't already, I guess it is just to say that sometimes you spend your life in the fields when there is absolutely nothing there growing, but all of the magic is happening underneath the soil, or so you hope, and sometimes it's even deeper than that. It's in a trench. Someone even hasn't put even in the seeds in there yet. And sometimes you'll have, I think where I'm at is that I've grown so many crops on one field. And I need to rejuvenate the soil and try again with something different. Because what I have isn't working the same and I need to let go. And I think we can all have a little bit of that medicine. But anyway, listeners, there are still dishes in my sink tonight and still laundry on my floor. Still some stuff I have to pick up in the living room. And yada, yada, yada. And that's all I got. And I'm okay with that. I made the bed. And I'm going to try and be okay with that. I need to be okay with that. And it's not all grand gestures. Sometimes it's, you know, nothing much. A cat on your lap. Or less. So thank you for listening. And I hope you are enjoying the podcast thus far. And enjoyed this little sort of melancholy, maybe slightly too much information podcast episode. Bird Bros, if you hadn't noticed, added a little addendum to our name. So I am hoping that I can't even think of what it is right now, which is really funny, but, I'm hoping that adds a little something of, a descriptor. And I will say that the name is still open for suggestions. Unfortunately, nobody offered any. Which is fine, totally good, I get it. But my internal psyche, consciousness, whatever, didn't offer me any either. So maybe it's good just the way it is. I'm gonna let it roll. I hope you all are well. I hope everyone had a safe and happy holiday. I tried to record a Thanksgiving podcast, which I may try to release later. Georgia, my dog, was severely interrupting me, wanting extra attention. So I took her to the dog park. Yeah, so I just hope that everyone is staying safe and responsible and showing each other and themselves kindness. It starts from within, not from without. So, you know, there's a lot of compassion meditations that focus on compassion for other people. And I think that's really wonderful and healing. I truly do. But I've always felt that they sort of skip a step, because I believe truly that the groundwork is having compassion for yourself. And once you have that so fully, I mean, meditate on that for years and then keep meditating on it, but then add compassion for others when you need it, when you feel yourself in ego or in judgment. But I think we, as a society, spend too much time giving superficial compassion or just awareness to what others are doing and what they are thinking. And so take some time, really and truly, please, to God. Take some time to look inward and give yourself compassion and healing and kindness and just notice yourself. And who you are and who you want to be and what you are saying, what your body is telling you isn't right or is, and find what feels good, as Adrienne from Yoga with Adrienne says, and just breathe it out, and in the next moment do it again. All right. Peace, one love, ladies and gentlemen. Stay safe, stay fresh. Adios. One more quick reminder, if you want to check out any of our blog posts, visit sunshul.blog and email us at sunshul@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or other fun, entertaining yada yadas. Also, no ads for this episode because today I'm saying fuck the man. Thanks and have a good night.